Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, hey, everybody. There's something about, I don't know why I came up with a theme song that, this is obviously a great club. They got a great sound. They know what they're doing. But the theme song, the way it just starts, like, Doug hates, like, it just starts. Like, there should just be like a few notes before the words start. Because there's always like a volume adjust. Like, when you listen to the podcast, we fix it or whatever. But the live audience always gets sticky rabbit, like it just suddenly gets louder, like several words into it. It's like, Doug hates candy wrappers. I don't even know the words to it. My name is Doug and I love movies. I always feel guilty making people wait for that part. But on the other hand, there's kind of a sickness that makes me want to talk forever before finally giving everybody their cue. It's been way too long since I've been here. June of last year, if my memory serves correctly, the Improv in Washington, D.C. First of all, I gotta thank you guys for selling out this place instead of, like, you all had tickets to the Correspondents' Dinner tonight, but you were like, fuck that noise. The true politics are gonna be happening in a basement on Connecticut. Is that what street this is? So, I'm so happy I might have gotten that right. It's Saturday, April 30th, 2016. Let me see your name tags, you guys. I know there's lots of them. I saw a bunch of them on Twitter today, and it's pretty impressive. Oh my God. They were like slow to rise up, but man. Oh my God, there's so many. Avatar, what?
Avatara.
And then you just put, my face is so big on that one. Jordan in Real Life with Doug Benson, and Jordan's face is on the pancakes. In New York City, it was my face on the pancakes. I do not like that. Catch Me If You Dan. Why? Oh, I get it. It's Leonardo DiCaprio, and then instead of Tom Hanks, it's a bear. I know, right? Totally should be picked. Where's the one I saw on the internet today that has Edward Herman on it? It's like a Beverly Hillbillies thing. Where is it?
They wouldn't print it at Kinko's.
They wouldn't print it at Kinko's? The movie was Richie Rich, yeah, and it was a bunch of people in a car. And I got what you were going for. It was like Werner Herzog and Sam Levine and Mark Wahlberg. But then, fucking, why was Edward Herman? Why did you Photoshop a dead guy from Gilmore Girls and Lost Boys? He was really in the movie. He wasn't on the poster, and he should have been. So you corrected a wrong for the late, great Edward Herman. Well, fucking Kinko's, man. Fuck them. Yeah, I wish I could do an anti-ad for Kinko's. Like, could everybody here just not use Kinko's? All right, let's do that. I mean, it's easy for me to boycott them because I never have to print up a name tag. But you guys can put them down now. Sorry about that. But arms are getting tired. But my arms are getting tired watching you hold them up. But yeah, Kinko's, they could suck it. Like, they got this weird, we can't reproduce copyrighted materials thing, which is just like, what one of these stupid movies that you guys make a poster for is going to be like, excuse me, but that might seriously cut into our revenue. It's Richie Rich, after all. Jerks. But also the person that works there that says they can't do it's just doing their job. But that's one of those things. That's one of those, like, a you know, where they could look the other way, probably. And no one would care. You know what happens to the name tags mostly after these shows? I see them, like, just discarded. Like, people, when they don't get chosen, they just sadly throw it on the ground. Or, at the end of this show, I always place them on the stage for the, you know, the people could come back and get their name tag if they want to keep it for whatever reason. And more often than not, they just leave. Just like, what am I going to need that for again? My dream is dead. Doug's Plugs! Next Saturday, that'll be May 7th, I'm doing stand-up at 420 at Zanies in Rosemont, Illinois, O'Hare adjacent. And also, I think, I thought they were sold out, but they might have released some seats for the May the 4th Be With You episode of Doug Loves Movies, also at Rosemont, which, you know, was where I would always talk about Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill. But now it's called Toby Keith's We didn't do things legally, and now we're not a thing. I mean, I don't know, but I don't know why they got shut down. But that seems like a legit reason. I don't want to, you know, say something that's wrong and they get mad at me. But that'd be probably that could be a first, like a first person to get sued for saying something on a podcast, because podcasts are mostly our little secret. Yeah, right? That's why, applaud if you're a boyfriend or girlfriend or somebody just made you come to this because they listen. That's so hilarious to me. And those are the people that yell out answers when they're not supposed to. Or overly enthusiastic people, too, which I understand that a lot. I'm going to be flying from Rosemont and O'Hare right into Denver to do some shows on Mother's Day. The Doug Loves Movies is sold out, but I'm doing a Benson Movie Interruption at the Alamo Draft House in Littleton. That's right outside of Denver, or a suburb of Denver. I'm doing that Throw Mama from the Train, because it's going to be Mother's Day, and it's too soon to do the new movie called Mother's Day. Which I'll probably do next year. And DougLovesMovies.com for all my upcoming stuff. From the corrections department, the correct title is What Happened, Miss Simone? And I'm sure Judy Gold feels terrible about about getting it wrong. And someone else pointed out to me that Nicole Kidman is not in Flintstones Viva Rock Vegas. At the time, it didn't make a lot of sense, but sometimes that's how celebrity cameos are. They're just kind of like, what? Why did that happen? So let's look in the prize bag, you guys. A Doug Loves Movies shirt. A hat I got last night at a show from Jailbreak Brewing Company. Yeah. You like them? They make good beers? Yeah, they were like letting us to taste the beers. I'm not a beer drinker, so I didn't have any. I just stuck to my Tito's. ran into these fellas in Portland, a band called Caveman. They gave me a couple of their shirts. So I'm going to give one to you guys and keep one for myself, which is pretty much my life in general now. A sippy cup that I got... that I drank some vodka out of while watching Fiddler on the Roof. It's very good production of that show. Some CD called Matt, it's somebody named Matt Angus. Yeah, I don't know what that is. because, you know, this is the last one I have of these, but it felt very appropriate. It's just one episode on DVD of The West Wing. Yeah, I don't just get on a plane blindly and not think about where I'm going. Also, I thought about you guys because marijuana is legal here, and... this is a fun little pipe, a rubber pipe from a company called Peacemaker. And then I've got two VHSs from my personal collection. And I went full Buffy for you guys. Because those are the ones that get the best reaction. An episode called Go Fish. I think that might be the one where Xander joins the swim team. I don't think so. And another one called Bad Eggs, which that's probably a good one because the villains on that show, even the ones that were just on for like an episode, were generally pretty awesome. And then from a enterprising audience member, and I'm not trying to encourage anybody else to do this sort of shit, but here we go. Oh, there's what was this they left on stage? What is this thing? It's a Superman versus Batman cup. Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, somebody put that on stage, but they don't want credit for it. They just... Oh, it's you? Okay, I guess you do want credit.
I knew you hate it.
I'd drink out of it. I don't hate that movie so much that I couldn't just drink out of a cup with their images on it. If I was thirsty, you know? What do you mean, prove it? I'm not gonna drink out of it right now. You're with that guy. You guys put some weird shit in that cup. But also, somebody got this backstage. They gave it to a lovely improv employee. And the note on the front says, Doug, gift for prize bag from the hosts of Super Critical, a DC-based podcast that overanalyzes movies about nuclear weapons. Somebody out there, it's good! I mean, I've been told, like, some people have said to me, I can't believe you do a show that's just about movies. Isn't that a rather restricting, isn't that a small subject? And I'm just like, well, wait till you hear about this show. And why isn't your Twitter name at Supercritical, the name of the show? Your Twitter name is Nuclear Podcast. I guess Supercritical is probably taken because, you know, that's just some, you know, some jerk that's their name on Twitter because all they do is just attack everything, and it's an asshole excuse. But anyway, Tim and Joel brought this, and it's a copy of Doctor Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. So yeah, so that you got to talk about that one on a nuclear show, and it's been, nukes have been in a lot of movies, but I'm just skeptical about the long range, to use a missile term. I'm skeptical. It's a hit in Russia. North Koreans love it. They also glued on here a bonus movie pog, and it's a pog for the film Jaws. Yeah. And you should check out There's a new, I'm starting a podcast called Amity Island, and it's all we talk about is movies that have sharks in them. Exclusively. All right, let's get my guests out here, you guys, because they've got stuff. They got stuff to contribute to the bag as well. Please welcome Tom Brady, Nikki Glaser, Trey Gallion, and Doogie Horner.
Hey.
Trey, is it cool if I just call you Troy? Because I just called you Troy accidentally.
You can call me Troy.
I apologize for that. Yeah, let's start with her, everybody. Troy Glaser is here.
I like it. Troy.
Host of Not Safe with Troy on on Comedy Central.
Doug, you were on it.
Yeah, I did the program.
You were great.
I had a lovely time.
Thank you. Good.
It was a great subject and a great host. And
thanks, dude.
When do you hear about, like, is there any news yet about...
Yeah, we're coming back June 7th with 10 more episodes.
Yeah.
So...
But I heard you're switching it up and you're only going to talk about movies that have nuclear war in them.
That's what Troy wants.
Interesting choice. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Also, congratulations on your starring role in the motion picture Trainwreck. You did a great job on that.
Thank you so much. Yes.
And,
I've been very busy.
And you're headlining this weekend here at the Improv. Both
yeah.
of your shows tonight are probably sold out already.
They is.
Great
yes.
job.
Thank you.
Going up against the Correspondents Dinner.
Those tables are coming tonight. Are you going tonight?
Yes, stiff competition.
Oh, you're just applauding that. You're just proud of me. Okay, cool. Thank you. Thanks so much.
And what do you got for the prize bag, Nikki?
Thomas Brady is my feature act this weekend,
I got it right here.
Has my little gift bag of stuff. Thank you so much. It is a pot holder that's a pot leaf. It's a pot holder. It is a rubber pot leaf pot holder. It's fun. It's really on the nose, isn't it, you guys?
I'm totally convinced.
It is fun because I said it is, all right? It can't not be.
Pass that down here.
Okay, there you go.
It seems like...
you won't burn your hands.
Yeah, but also, I wouldn't... A whole outfit made of this material could be... If you wear it, you know, this way in... Could be an excellent feeling.
Yeah.
Wow. And what kind of store is this hanging? Is that how crazy things are in D.C. with legalization?
Yeah.
This is just Toys R Us.
Yep.
There
it wasn't
is,
a
kids.
Store for like kids stuff.
Yeah.
There were kids' toys in it. And that was just hanging there. And I was like, yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to get. It's not the best pot holder. It doesn't like, if you're using it with
should
your
hand. You
should
be able hand, to wear it like a mitt.
Yeah. It's just
right?
like, we just didn't want to use the other side. We just didn't.
Hang on.
It.
I got to grab can, this hot
we
plate.
We can make twice as many if we just don't put the other side on and make it a glove.
Yeah. So then imagine a stoned person actually trying to use that thing. Is bet you're gonna end up with burns.
Yeah, it's more like a cup holder. Like it's just like a just put something on it, a placemat.
It's
yeah, there
a
you go.
Christmas tree ornament.
Perfect. There we go, guys.
They just switch up their marketing around September. All right, she mentioned him already. First time guest on the program, Tom Brady is here. Everybody.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, nice to meet you and have you here. And you came very highly recommended.
Hell yeah.
And apparently you listen to the program.
I do. I love it. It's great. It's a great
there
show.
There you go. This is nothing
Suck
can go
up
wrong.
Already,
it'd be weird if I hated it. I'm like, you guys are fucking idiots. Why did you come here? No, I love it. Yeah, it's a great
he
show.
He loves it. He's yeah. my best friend.
Yeah, Nikki's bestie. Jeff Tate is on a lot, and he speaks highly of it, of the experience.
Oh, yeah. No, Jeff Tate, it's changed his life.
Yeah.
It really has.
Yeah.
No, he, like, it's... just was going to open a Cheers bar before this, and now he, like, has a life. He was just going to drink himself to death. He's a nice man. I don't know why I'm shitting on him.
I told him that John Ratzenberger just randomly started following me on Twitter,
and he got
so excited because we both felt like, well, I could just get John Ratzenberger to be on Jeff's podcast or have Jeff with him on mine. Yeah. And I wrote back to him, and I don't think he knows how Twitter works. I don't think Cliff from Cheers is really an avid Twitterer.
He's a Vine guy, I heard.
Oh, he's more a Vine
dude?
He's
Vine, yeah. He's a Vine fan.
So Tom's doing shows here all weekend
with
Nikki.
Yes.
And you did two shows last night.
Two shows last night, super fun, right? Super fun. This club's awesome. DC Improv, baby.
It really is.
DC Improv. Can I pander anymore?
I love this club and all the people who sit in it.
I just wish
this club had a back alley. I wish there was a dumpster somewhere. But
it just sounds like you want to do an abortion or something. That sounded like what you
were. Yeah, it took me a second to figure that out.
Just a convenient dumpster right there with a back alley.
We thought Doug Benson was up to something else this whole time. I am not going to meet him out back by the dumpster. That's valid. But that's why legalization's so great, is we won't have to stand out and back by the dumpster. Technically, we're not supposed to do it in public at all. But I've smoked out here on Connecticut, and there were no problems. So we'll see what happens. Thursday night after my stand-up show, it was just late, and I was high and drunk already, so I sort of forgot to go outside and hang out with people. And so I got some tweets that weren't too happy about that, but...
Sorry,
you know,
guys. We got. It's one of those nights we got caught up in the green room.
Right, but also buying a ticket. I mean, as much as I appreciate ticket buyers more than anything. That's all I want people to do is buy my tickets and then enjoy what I present when they arrive. But that's the end of the obligation for me.
Hard line in this word.
But at the same time, I meet with fans all the time, so it's like so some get disappointed because they hear about incidents where I join them after the show, and so then they come to demand it.
Yeah, you're the only comic I feel like people expect that. Like, nobody wants to huff gas with Doug Stanhope after a show. You know, like nobody's like nobody expects that from him. You know, I love Doug Stanhope. What am I doing? Am I just shitting on people? I don't.
If the people sitting in these seats over here wanted to smoke with me after the show, I would have to do it because those seats are fucked up. It's like we went and watched Doug's colorful coat block the entire show. We couldn't see anything. So yeah, whenever you guys think of it, just like lean forward.
Give him the lean back.
Right.
Give him something.
All right.
Over there, because otherwise they're like, I could have just listened to the podcast. I could have just thrown a green coat over my face and listened to the podcast.
Stared at a photo of Doug from the side.
Let's say hi to frequent guest on the program, Doogie Horner, everybody.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, what did... Sorry, Doogie. Oh, what did Tom bring for the prize bag?
What'd you bring?
Keep it to yourself, Doogie. I got a...
What happened to the panda?
Wait in line, dudes.
Now I'm mad. I brought hot Cheeto fries because... I fucking love those when I'm high.
He loves them.
Yeah, I thought they'd be a good time. Mm. I also brought a joke book that I found. It's called Jokes Every Woman Should Know. It's women specific for some reason. Can I read one real
please.
Quick?
Please.
Okay. Yes, do. Please do.
This is a joke that every woman should know. So if you're a woman right now and you don't know this joke, I don't know if you really are a woman, you know? Like, okay, it's... okay. How do you stop a werewolf from howling in the back of a car? Put him in the front seat, huh? Every woman should know that. If you have a werewolf, you know that common issue? Werewolves.
Wait, is this a book of jokes or simple solutions?
What is a joke but a simple solution?
How do you get a wine stain out of your pants? Put some club soda on it.
It's all club soda.
How do you get cat hair out of your sweater? Shake
by
it.
By a lint roller. Shake it. Shake the cat? Or
shake it off. Shake it off.
That's what that song's about. And then I also brought a koozie from my stupid podcast called Girls Night with Tom Brady. It's a party podcast for women to dance to, as it says on the logo. So take that, you dumb pieces of shit. I don't know what.
What a great contribution to the prize bag. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So wait, your podcast is lady themed too?
It is, yeah. Oh. It's mostly like about werewolves. I'm trying to speak to the women, man. Where are my ladies at with them werewolves?
Really? Didn't realize the werewolf thing was so big with you guys.
Let's see what these things go for retail.
Ah, smooth. Leave the receipt in the bag.
I do that with my gifts, too. Like, if I give somebody a birthday present, I leave the receipt in. I want you to know what's up. I didn't spend this for nothing.
Pot holder, $1.
$10.
You guys went to a place called Chocolate Moose?
Yeah. Right. Chocolate Moose. Yeah.
Right over there. It's convenient. It's only right there.
Convenient.
Thank you. I'll write that off.
All right. Sorry about that, Doogie. I didn't know we were going to read a book before getting back to you. But you brought a book as well.
Yes. So I brought a copy of my book, Some Very Interesting Cats, perhaps you weren't aware of.
It's a pretty great book.
Short stories and illustrations about cats. And then I also brought a little patch that Nikki thought was a Girl Scout patch. But I said, I don't think it is. It says it's a bowl of shit with a spoon on it. And
I would have won that one.
And it said shit. And it's also the Girl Scout patch for eating shit.
Yeah.
No. So it's a patch, and you can sew it on your jean jacket or.
Sorry, I'm so distracted, Doogie, but they even have monitors.
Yeah.
For people that are in spaces, places where they can't
see. I didn't even see
but
that.
Those people I just talked about can't even see the monitors. I'm too easily distracted by that sort of shit. But that's going in the prize bag.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for bringing that. And you have a new recent comedy album that is out, right?
I also have a new comedy album. I don't have the CDs or vinyls of it yet, but it's called The Delicate Man. And you can get it on iTunes, or you could probably, let's be honest, listen to it for free on Spotify. So, in
a
way...
The original title was Jokes That Every Delicate Man Should Know.
And they said the audience is too small. It's just asthmatics, and we got to widen it.
All right, and last but not... Well, he's last. There's no other way to describe it. I don't have anyone else to introduce. It's Trey Gallion, everybody!
Thanks, DC. What's up? You guys are awesome. Having some fun in this
Do you remember
town.
The Adam Sandler character Cajun Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because of him, there's like a ton of people in my life that I know that when they say my name, ever since he did that bit, it was always like, Benson. And so I always want to do it with Gallion.
And you do. When you do I it say pretty regularly.
Yeah.
But just not as pronounced. It's always Gallion. It's a very slight. I like it.
All right, cool.
Oh, right on.
What did that guy yell?
It's a Puerto Rican thing.
Oh, let's.
Yes,
let's
don't get, worry. Nobody's going to get stabbed. Here. Nobody's going to get stabbed.
Could you
it's
take
a friendly
him out.
Thing.
Please remove him
it's
from me.
It's a friendly
me.
Thing.
It's a Puerto Rican thing yelling out, you mean? Yeah. JFK, just fucking kidding.
All right, Andy now Adams. Somebody's going to get stabbed. Now somebody's going to get stabbed. I won't do it in front of you guys. Too many witnesses.
Well, when you say someone's going to get stabbed, you're just referring to making love.
That's a nice way to look at it.
Why I'm going to stab
someone's
going to
get fucked up.
Yeah. Took all the sting out of it.
We had an interesting day yesterday, me and Trey, because we went out to Silver Spring, Maryland.
Yeah.
to see a couple of bands play, Red, Gold, Green, and Dirty Heads.
Yeah, they're
and,
really good.
Both terrific
More
bands
you
should check
for
out.
That.
That's okay. I mean, you know, whatever. I'm telling them about them, so they're gonna, now they're going to check it out. Next time they hear the names, they're going to clap.
Yeah.
And so we went out. We decided to go out early, you know, to beat the traffic, getting out of D.C. on a Friday afternoon. And we thought, well, as long as we're out here early, we're going to go see a matinee of Keanu.
Awesome.
Yeah. So nice excited to see those guys, Keegan-Michael Peele and Jordan Key. Mm-hmm. And we went in, got our seats, mm-hmm. few other people in the room.
Not many. It
Not
was a nice
lot.
Crowd.
It was all right. I mean, I like to see a comedy like that with a packed house, but, you know, we would have had good giggles. Did you hear that word, we would have had? Because here's what happened. We're watching the cocksucking trailers.
Right.
And every goddamn one of them is for a children's animated movie.
Yeah.
And that is not how trailers work. We should have been seeing every movie that had black people in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or crime.
Right.
Or, at the very least, is R-rated and a comedy. That's the kind
I
of trailers
sure
we should have seen.
The Rock, Kevin Hart one we were going to see for sure. Yeah. But no, more nope. animated ones.
One after the other, and after each one. Because also, it's not fun watching a bunch of those in a row. It shows how fucking, you know, uninspired animation has become, and they just put out, each studio that does animation puts out a new thing every 3 months, and it makes a shit ton of money because every goddamn stupid kid makes their parents take them to it.
Oh, there's a lot of voiceover work out there right now. That's
there were voices
sure.
that didn't match, or at least their own does a voice of something in some animal. It doesn't even make any sense that that voice would come out of that animal. And the
like
Secret Life of Pets. Secret Life of Pets looks pretty fun. That's the one that looks good. But anyway, so we're sitting through these things, and I'm thinking, this isn't going to be Keanu.
No, yeah, third
we're
one
gonna
in.
We're going to get fucked on this.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, dude, we're seeing way too many animated trailers.
So at one point, I get up and get out of my seat and kind of walk into the lobby, and it's one of those theaters where, you know, employees are super scarce, yeah. and there's a guy taking tickets who you know that's not the guy to talk to
yeah.
about anything. Just takes, he takes the ticket and says
nice
it's down
guy.
That way.
But yeah. He wasn't going to solve a projector problem at all.
Yeah, and also it's a problem where, like, you walk up to a manager and go, the trailers make me feel like the movie's not going to be right.
Yeah.
You just seem like a lunatic.
Yeah.
So, I don't have a good feeling about where these trailers are leading me. So there's this new animated movie out called Ratchet and Clank. Which already just it seems awful on every level. Oh, Ratchet's a word that's popular right now. Let's put it on a kid's
game.
Movie.
Oh, it's a kid's video game. That's what
Oh,
he's
it
saying.
Is? It's a video game, and then now it's a movie.
It doesn't,
so,
it needs to stay a video
so that
game.
Movie, so that movie proceeds to start, and Trey and I are immediately out of our seats, headed towards a door, and I'm even, like, saying out loud to the room, in case they were interested, this is not Keanu.
Which they didn't seem to really pick up on right away because we were the only ones that stood up to walk out.
Yeah,
and
well,
then as soon as you said that.
And then eventually when we went back in because they said, we'll show the movie, we'll work it out, and we'll show Keanu, sorry about the problem. When we went back in, there was a ton of people still sitting there.
It was like a new batch of people. It was like a weird bizarro thing. Like, did they like flip theaters like on a thingy and now there's a new crowd here? What the fuck is going on, man?
Yeah, like there was more people than when we
and we didn't see them walk
when we
by
left,
us.
We never saw them walk in. They were like switchies. They were like people that switch movies and then once they got in for Keanu, they were like sitting there like, what is this animated thing? Might as well keep watching in case it turns into Keanu.
It was very similar to like a weird acid trip where you're like, oh, this could go either way right now.
And here's the worst part about it. So they couldn't get they had problems getting Keanu on, so they said, sorry, that we'll give you your money back. We're like, okay, whatever. And we just went to a bar and drank instead. Because I wasn't going to like settle for like, oh, I'll watch Batman v Superman again. What else is out that we could have seen?
I don't even remember.
That story, I'm glad because when you first said like we would have had fun and you're like, we didn't see it. At first I was thinking, shooting. That was with the thing.
Good
was like,
Lord,
yeah,
man.
So.
Why? Because we're in D.C.? Or is
no,
it something that's just what you got on the
just
brain?
Theater, like we didn't get to see the movie. That was my first thought. So I'm glad it was
we
just
were,
like a kid's movie.
Trey and I were the only survivors because one guy did shoot the place up because he was mad. And I think we're the only survivors. And we're like, since it's not a news story, let's not get into that part.
Still doing the show.
Yeah, we're trying to.
There's some papers that were signed. Look, let's.
But yeah,
don't you think we would have led with that?
I didn't know. I didn't know if that was.
She thought you were sociopath.
Yeah, I just didn't know if you care.
I mean, as reasons go for a shooting, I think I had my rights to. I was pretty angry.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just frustrating because it was just like one of those things where you know that's not really their fault that these things just happen. But then. One person there at the theater, and then another person on Twitter goes, when I talk about it, they go, I hate when that happens. That doesn't happen.
That never, like,
you don't see the wrong movie doesn't just start playing.
Ever.
Where?
What?
What? Is this a DC thing?
They started playing Fracture with
Anthony.
Dude, we were both saying, we're walking back to the theater going,
this has never happened.
My entire life literally has never happened where the wrong movie's
playing. I've seen at least 100 movies, you guys.
Wow.
And that has never happened.
You love movies.
Should we say the name of the movie theater?
No, I didn't say the name of the movie theater, and I didn't say the parts where we argued with strangers, because I...
Which was
I wanted to just keep it nice.
Yeah. This sassy black lady and Doug got into it, but she didn't really know it was Doug. Because it was still dark in the theater. Because she wanted, when they came in and they were like, hey, sorry, you guys, we're going to show you the movie without the trailers. And we were like, word, yeah, we're no trailers. Please,
yeah,
no more trailers.
We'd already been there for a half hour and we wanted the movie to start because we had a concert to go to.
So then Homegirl's like, maybe I want to see the trailers.
Ooh.
And then it was like, and then Doug was like, well, tough shit, lady.
Yeah. That's not a quote.
Good comeback.
It ain't far off. So then she fired.
I said, we've already seen a bunch of trailers. And she said, those were all cartoons.
And then, all right.
And then, yeah. And
no, then,
then
she was like, okay, well, let's vote on it.
Yeah.
What?
Right? She said, let's vote.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she
God.
Said, let's vote. Bernie. And it was unanimous. Everyone started yelling, no trailers.
No trailers. No trailers.
And then the woman from the theater goes, thought we were all being mean to the old lady who wanted to see trailers, and she's like, now. Like she could show the fucking trailers. They couldn't show Keanu, they couldn't show shit. I hope the listeners know how much of a smile this is bringing to my face, because I don't want to just sound like I'm super angry about it.
That was fun,
because then we proceeded to have a great night, because that venue, the Fillmore in Silver Springs, has all these warnings about all the shit you can't bring in that are super scary. And then during the entire show, the entire place just smelled like weed the entire time.
Except for us, because
we didn't
we
could get it in
and
there.
Didn't bring anything out of town, man. When you don't know the venue, that's like, I didn't want to get a bunch of stuff taken.
Yeah, he doesn't
want to
lose
away.
His Prometheus pipe. It's named after a movie that sucks.
Right? Hey, but the pipe is awesome. It's like almost indestructible, Dukes. You don't care.
I don't care. I like that movie.
The Fillmore. I'll say one more nice thing about the Fillmore, because I guess there's places popping up all over the country called the Fillmore. It's like a chain or something. But I'll say about this one. When we went backstage after the show, they had made specially made grinders that said Fillmore on it, and the name of the band and the date. Yeah. Wow. And the band didn't give a shit, so Trey and I were like, boop, 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 just scooping those things up. So look for those in a future prize bag. or on the table at Getting
Dug
With High.
Or come over to my house, and I'll let you use it.
So, Tom, so you smoke the reefer?
Oh, when my mom's not listening to this podcast. Yeah.
You think your mom's going
to
check this out?
Oh, she loves it.
No way.
No, she doesn't know what a podcast
okay,
is.
Okay, good.
I told her about mine. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then I, left
That's
forever.
Great. No, I love it. It's great to have this like parents free cone of you just do your thing and not in your head about how your parents are there.
Yeah.
Like when they come to your live show, that always sucks.
Yeah, you got to cut out all the shit. You got to take the word
I don't
cum
change
out of your
anything,
act.
But I feel terrible about it.
Yeah.
So Tom, that means would you be willing to come on Getting Doug with High?
I would love to. Yeah.
All right.
I would absolutely.
We just made a booking, you guys.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
We got the Tom Brady.
God
the most
damn it.
Famous okay. Tom Brady is going to be
so many views on that.
Yeah,
one.
we're not even going to show your picture. We'll get it'll be total clickbait.
Oh man!
If we just honestly say Tom Brady's on the show,
are you going to make me support Trump? That's his thing, right?
We're going to need you. Yeah, I'm going to get you high, and then you're going to have to endorse somebody. Oh, because those endorsements are so important. Oh, that guy, that football player likes Trump, then he must be all right.
That's how I choose my candidates. I see that guy, who endorsed them.
It's a smart way to do it.
That guy never got hit in the head ever. he knows how to tell the truth. All right, so let's go down the line real quick here.
Wait,
and,
hey, you want my gifts, man?
Oh, please. Yes, sorry.
All right. Well, because I'm pretty happy about them. I got an apple fritter from Krispy Kreme.
Ooh. Okay.
Took all my willpower to not throw that into the audience.
And guys,
I knew it.
This is one of the grinders from last night.
Yeah.
That the band was nice enough to give to
Look
us.
Look for those real soon in the prize bag.
They all rubbed their ball sack on it, but it's awesome, man. It's from them specifically. All right. And then I didn't bring my CD, but I brought $10. And I wrote on there that you got to buy my CD online with that $10. When you win it, it's on there. All the information's on there.
It'd be great. It'd be great if everybody this came into their possession from
right?
now on just was
buys
like,
my CD.
Oh, I gotta buy this now. Okay.
I maybe thought about that while I was writing it on there.
It's
okay, and then last thing, I brought you guys a Philadelphia Flyers puck.
Ooh.
Just kidding. I had to get in one last one. You guys won, and I'm happy for you. Beat the Pens. But I did bring you, this was the first semi-pro hockey team in Austin back in the day, the Austin Ice Bats. And it's got a nice creepy logo and shit.
Be great
and
if
so
everybody booed again.
What?
Be great if everybody booed the Austin Ice Bats. Really? Well,
I mean, it's they. Granted, they could have come up bats. With a better name for
did
the
they
team.
Did they all have dreadlocks? Like, were they all white guys with dreadlocks in Austin?
Playing hockey?
Yeah, playing hockey.
Yeah, no. It was all Canadians they shipped down. Guys that are never going to make it to the NHL. God bless them. They're going to be driving around. Yeah,
I love the angry bat
trucks
on this
in the
thing.
Summer.
I love
right?
it.
Yeah. And then the live mascot was even weirder and creepier. Like, it scared kids. Literally, they had to change him because too many kids were crying. They'd run up on him and they'd...
So you can just make up animals? For your team,
the hockey,
like,
some
the
of these
bats.
Teams, it's just ice whatever. Like Knoxville's the Ice Bears, there's the Ice Scorpions, the Ice Mud Bugs.
Ice
like, just fucking name it the name of the animal.
Bug?
Why do you have to put ice in there?
Ice Mud Skippers.
Yeah.
The Icy Ducks.
The Ice Tarantulas.
The Ice Babies.
Nikki won the first game. Ice try, guys.
Tom Brady, what was the last movie that you saw?
So I recently watched the movie Punchline. Oh. Have you seen the movie Punchline?
It's kind of a documentary.
Yeah, I mean, you get it. If you've ever wanted to do comedy, it explains everything you need to know. You after your set, you go down to your locker room and you buy your jokes at a laundromat.
Yeah.
So that's how it starts. Sally Field buys jokes at a laundromat. It's so funny, the depiction of stand-up, because Sally Field is in this club watching Tom Hanks like murder, and she's like, how will I be that funny one day? And it cuts to him in the background doing the most offensive Asian impression of all time. He's just like, ching chong, bing bong, and it's like murdering. So, Punchline, check it out. Is that a good endorsement?
So it holds up, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
it holds up.
It's accurate. Okay. It's basically my act, to be honest.
It's messed up, and they use a lot of real comedians in some of the parts, but then also just parts of random people, like a priest is played by a comedian. Like, it's just very odd movie, and I haven't seen it in a long time. I should do, like, an interruption of it or something.
Oh, my God, it would be perfect for that. It's so crazy all the way throughout.
Like, he, you know, if I recall correctly, Tom Hanks' character is in a contest to get a set on The Tonight Show, which no contest ever existed like that. And he's in a contest to get a set on the show, and he just tells Sally Field, I've decided to do a whole new set tonight. I'm going to try out a whole new piece. And he gets up there, and of course it just kills. This thing that he just thought of that day and went on and did the whole thing. And
That's not how it works.
It's not, yeah, Mickey.
That's what I do every
time. That's happened to me at least five
that's
times.
That's how I got The Tonight Show.
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
What's your... Nikki's got a Comedy Central special that just aired recently.
Yeah. It's called Perfect.
Perfect. So, so you thought of it that day, what you were going to say.
The whole thing.
And you're like, and I'm going to call it Perfect because it is.
Yes. The whole thing, just on the spot. Yeah. That just aired. But I, in terms of movies, I haven't seen... I saw Lemonade. Does that count? It felt like...
How long is it?
An hour.
I'm sorry, it needs to be at least 76 minutes.
Okay.
It's a number I chose because we're in D.C., 76.
Oh, okay.
That'd work better in Philly, yo.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I'll give you the puck if you want. No. Yeah.
Somebody sent me a picture of the Liberty Bell, and it said marijuana's been legalized in Philly. And I go, with that picture, the headline should have been crack has been legalized. But anyway, go ahead, Nikki. What movie did you see?
The most recent movie I watched Private Parts for the first time as an adult, and I
first time as an adult.
Yes.
First time as a Paul Giamatti fan.
Yes. And it's fucking great.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie.
It was so good. Yeah. He's a great actor. And the first time as a Howard Stern fan. Like, I just watched it as a kid, and now I'm so obsessed with Howard Stern. And I went back and was like, I gotta watch it. And it's just so good. And I related to the part where, you know, he jokes about his wife's miscarriage, like, on air. And she's like, how could you do that? And I've done that so many times, like, on air. Not about my miscarriage, but, like, I would joke about personal things, and people in my life are like, how could you do that? And I'm like, but we just laughed about it. And, you know, I just found a lot of it you relate to it a lot as a comedian. And it's just a fucking great movie. And,
I think he never did another one, because he's just like, I don't want to take a chance of not being in a good one.
God, and they're all so good in it. And his wife, it's funny though, because you end it and you're like, oh my God, him and his wife have a great thing. And then,
right, totally.
You know, you're like,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it's a total happy ending.
But then you look at his wife, with his situation with his wife now, and you're like, oh, it's just like mimics the same thing. Like, they have a really great, they have like the best marriage that I can even think of, him and Beth O right now. I'm like, oh, it's the same thing. He's like in the same place with her.
With
I'm like, oh,
girl.
Yeah. And it's
but
just
she
so-
really went into it. Like, he grew into... Like, he just spun records when he was married to the first wife initially,
yeah,
you know? So
yeah.
He grew into being a shock jock. Whereas Beth is probably like a life... She's probably a fan from when she was a teenager. Yeah. And, you know, and is just comfortable with how open he is, you know? And so it's working great.
Yeah, but I just...
Good for them.
God, that movie's so good. Yeah, and the girl's just like riding the speaker. That was so fucking weird. But like...
Oh, you guys don't do that all the time?
I love
Don't
it.
Don't ruin any illusions.
And
for
now
me,
it's like so like that the stuff he got away with, you can't get away with now. Like that's
no, like he's the
we're
reason
living
for
in a, more
a lot of
censored
the laws
world
now, as far as that concerns.
It's more censored now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
Good
Moving
choice.
On.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I've actually been thinking about checking that movie out again. Yeah. Trey?
Not Keanu.
Okay, moving on. And Ratchet and Clank or whatever it's called. I don't know how it's spelled. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. So like people on Twitter were asking me, well, what movie did they play instead of Keanu? Like that's the important part of the story. And
not Keanu.
That's what I'd write back. Yeah, not Keanu.
Nah. So. I did see the Kingsman, The Secret Service.
Ooh, that's a great
movie. That's a good one. Have you seen
The Kingsman? Is that your impression of Sam Jackson in that movie?
Such a weird lisp the whole time. Fucking great. Yeah, that's one of those I can just watch again and again. Just get nice and high.
Again's not a good lisping word.
With, no, it's
Lispers
not.
Could say again all day long.
Again, again, yeah.
Against but is real trouble. They don't want to be against something. Oh, that was Sylvester the Cat. Speaking of cats, Doogie makes cat drawings. And what was the last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw in the theater was Green Room, which was fantastic.
Isn't that a fun ride?
Really good
intense
movie. There were a couple parts I didn't see because I threw my hands up in front of my face because I knew what was about to happen and I didn't want it seared into my memory for the rest of my life.
Yeah, there's some gnarliness that I when I think about that movie, it pops into my head and makes me unhappy, but it's very well done, I think. I especially like the whole like punk rock, the band, the milieu, like they really like it feels like it's just could almost just be an indie movie about a punk band and then becomes a horror show.
Yeah, it's a unique world in it because it's so specific. It makes the people seem more real.
Yes. Which I, even in
I'm
horror movies from the last few years, even when people rave about a horror movie, I go and I'm just like, I'm always let down because I don't give a shit if anybody lives or dies. Like, it's got to be about the character and the people. Yeah.
Well, a lot of times you're even supposed to hate them.
Kind of, yeah. And like kind of laugh at their, they got fucked or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just like a person that's in a shitty situation, you know, trying to get out, you know? And that's how I felt about that movie.
Can I talk to you about another film I saw recently that we were discussing at backstage?
You're doing a move like you're a salesman. Can I interest you in this one over here?
You sure you don't need some full-term coverage?
There's no reason to leave yet. I've got another one.
Are you concerned about your future? Have you thought about life insurance? Let me ask you a question.
No,
are you
excited.
Afraid of making money?
No, I'm excited about what I think you're going to talk about. And if I'm not right, then we'll talk about what you want to talk about. But I think you're going to mention that
Ratchet
you...
Ratchet and Crank.
No!
Or whatever.
That you have a comic book, not a comic, like a coloring book coming out that you made. You did the art, and it's a coloring book for the movie Die Hard.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. So
that's going to be in a prize bag someday, I hope.
I will bring that. Yeah, so it was funny that I was talking to HarperCollins. Adult coloring books are hot right now. And so an editor from HarperCollins asked me if I had any coloring book ideas. And I was like, well, how about like 80s movies? And she said, I like that idea, but we'd have to buy the rights and that's expensive. And so we're not going to do it. And I said, okay. And then the next day she called me and she's like, we bought the rights to Die Hard. Oh, and she like listed all, my cousin Vinny. I'm like, who wants? Somebody wants the My Cousin Vinny coloring book? Really? And so...
I loved when I draw the courtroom scenes, I feel like I'm there and it's my job.
So we ended up doing Die Hard, and so I had to watch the whole movie. I had to do screen grabs of the whole thing. Every second I did a screen grab, so 7,000 screen grabs. So I rewatched the film for the like 100th time, and I noticed something.
Exciting. He noticed something. Die Hard. Yeah.
Now, you maybe. So far, everybody I've mentioned this to hasn't. They said, "Oh, I never really thought of that." Maybe I'm going to say it, and you're going to think, "Yeah, everybody knows that it's stupid, it's obvious." But so, at the beginning of the film, when he goes to see Holly for the first time in her office, and the cooked up guy's like talking about the watch, he's like, "Show him the watch, Holly. It's a Rolex, you know." Mm-hmm. And the reason they broke up, or the reason their marriage is on the rocks, is because they're both too involved with their separate careers, right?
Yeah.
And so as Bruce Willis is trying to save the building from the terrorists, well, they're not really terrorists. Whoever said we were terrorists? he's also, more importantly, trying to save his marriage. And those two storylines converge when they kidnap Holly. So at the very end, when John shoots Alan Rickman and he falls out the window and he's, I hope I'm not ruining the movie.
I hope you guys have seen Die Hard.
Hans Gruber is hanging on to Holly's hand and he won't let go and he's slowly pulling his gun up and they can't get him to let go of Holly's hand. And how do they finally get him to let go? They unclasp the watch.
Yeah. And it's the watch. He took it off of that guy after he killed him?
No, the watch, that's a metaphor. The watch was the... Wait, what?
Wait, Hart Bachner's the one that's got the Rolex.
No, no, Holly has the Rolex. They gave her a Rolex as a bonus at her job. And so when they unclasp the Rolex and Hans Gruber falls to his death, that's a metaphor for Holly is going to quit her job. And they're going to get back together.
Just got chills. Anybody else get goosebumps?
No. So
I get goosebumps very easily.
But
I saw goosebumps
high.
And I didn't get that.
I did just tickle you.
Oh, that was what it was. That feather you got rubbing me.
So have you ever noticed that before? And am
well,
I right?
Or I never thought about it that way. But I don't think it's something you notice. It's something that you have to think about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
because it's like, it's not, I thought it was going to be, I was trying to grasp for something where it was like, oh, all this time we didn't know that the reason he dies is because he's wearing the watch of that other dead guy. But it's just a watch's
right, or something.
Metaphor.
It was a metaphor.
It's a symbol. It's symbolism, but it makes me like the film less now because I'm like, why does she have to quit her job?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just move to L.A.?
Well, then make it a metaphor for something else.
But I'm positive that's what it is.
Maybe
now.
She's tired of it.
Well, you did that to yourself.
Of what?
Maybe
she just wants to move on. Maybe she doesn't like her job.
Or John McClane hired those terrorists to convince his wife that he's a hero who punches reporters. That guy was even on the payroll.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting way to look at it.
That would explain why Alan Rickman winks at Bruce Willis so much in the film. Hello, John, who I've never met. What's your name again? John McClane?
The never scene where Hans Gruber changes his voice because he's meeting John McClane in person.
Bill.
Yeah, Clay. Bill Clay.
So good.
Yeah, that and then Bruce Willis figuring it out. Oh, it's so good. It's really, that's good cinema.
I wish I'd been like, do you ever notice that Bill Clay is actually Hans Gruber? he changes his voice and he messed his hair up. But it's the same actor. It's the same actor actually plays both roles.
Jeez. I mean, I'm glad everybody loved what you noticed, but I'm still failing to understand why I should give a shit. But
it's significant. It's subtext of the film.
I just thought it was a cool scene, man.
Yeah, I just thought that, like, you know, the watch came off.
Yeah, like, what's up, bitch? Forgot about the watch.
I think John should move to L.A. Everywhere he goes, crimes happen. It's not like he's not going to find crimes to stop in
Did
Los
you know
Angeles.
That when McClane...
Where does he live now?
New York.
Yeah.
Oh.
But when McClane... Did you notice, Doogie, that I noticed this. So when McClane is falling, it's like he's like realizing that he's about to die. Not McClane, the other guy. Hans Gruber. I fucked it up. Yeah. All right. Did I see a movie lately? No, I'm midway Not through a movie on Netflix, and I got to finish it. So I'll tell you about it
in
later.
In the Die Hard soundtrack, is that song "Walking on Broken Glass"? Is that in it?
No, I wish.
Did you just want to impress everybody with your singing?
That's what's playing.
That was awesome.
That's when what's playing while Hans Gruber falls to his death. That song
but
is playing.
But doesn't he walk across glass in it at some
yeah,
point?
He does.
Okay, that's what I meant.
He gets his...
You might be thinking of the song, and he dies hard. He's really hard to kill. Yes, he dies hard. His name is John McClane. Nakatomi Towers is where he hangs out.
His wife has a Rolex on her arm.
That actually sounds like a good song.
He
dies hard.
He's not easy to kill.
Send that to Paul Rust for season 2 of Love. If you haven't seen it on Love, a hobby that he has on the show is he and his friends write theme songs for movies that don't have a theme song. Yeah, and it's exactly like that.
Die Hard.
Yeah, super fun.
Now it is Die Hard.
They don't take an existing.
Yeah, they don't steal.
They don't steal an existing John Williams score.
He's
they
hard to kill, really
they
hard.
Create a new song.
Ratchet and Clank, the best of friends.
Oh, I'm Bruin
and Keanu every day.
One of them's Ratchet and the other's Clank. Like it never, whenever they get to Clank, it doesn't rhyme with the previous. It just comes to a halt. All right. We've gone way over, you guys.
Yeah, we are just.
Lotta.
That's surprising. Okay. That's
people
surprising.
You know, maybe there's people out there that turn it off when the games start and they just listen to the movie talk, so this one's for you. A lot of movie talk in this one. Let me look at exactly what time we're dealing with. Holy shit!
Yeah.
Nikki, you might have to just start your set.
So, guys.
We'll stay up here. Yeah.
I'm in my late 20s. I'm 31. And
that was a solid opener. Right.
Thank
on.
You. Yeah. I got to retire it because I opened my social with it. But so hard coming up with a new opener. That's a cool poster.
How about I'm in my late 20s and I'm 32.
Ooh.
It will be that next month. I'm looking forward to the
topical
change.
Draw from your life, you know?
Thank you. Like, or I sometimes go, I just turned 28 in March of 2010 or whatever. Like, I say that. That's fun, too. Fun. You just, like, have different fun things with your age, and you just play around with it. It's a good opener.
Math. People like math.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
That is the weirdest mic drop.
Wow, yeah.
Like, nothing.
So, like, violent.
Really. Hey, you guys, it's great to be here.
I've never done that before, and I know why. Oh, Lord.
It makes you want to do it. It makes me want to do it.
But I will say, the hotel left a note in my room. Did
yeah,
they leave
I got that
note?
Too. Yeah,
they gave me hummus and pita, and it said, drop the mic. And I was like, all right.
Whoa.
So
well, you did
wow.
that.
Yeah.
That's why I did
owner,
that.
I wonder if comics who do that get scared like I just did when it happened. Yeah. They, like, drop it, like, confidently. Like, whoa, shit.
Mike down, that's also mic down. That's also what a lady comic wants in her hotel room is we know what you are.
We know what you do.
We are on to you, lady.
We know
you.
When you'll be gone tonight.
Don't worry, you'll be fine.
They also know you like hummus.
That's true.
It is true. I
they
do like hummus.
Could have given you anything, but
let the games begin.
All right.
Lady and gentlemen, we've got a lot of name tags. Your work is cut out for you. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Plated.com. Plated is changing the way we're cooking down at DLM HQ. They sent us a box of fresh ingredients to whip up some Thai chicken burgers and eggplant parm. And guys, this stuff is fresh, fun, and delicious. Plated makes cooking awesome meals at home easy and fun. No meal planning or shopping is needed. Make the most out of every moment in the kitchen and at the table with Plated. Here's how to get started. Go to plated.com/Doug for a fantastic offer with your first Plated delivery. Choose from exciting recipes that change weekly, designed to fit a wide range of tastes and preferences. Next, you'll get a hand-packed, insulated box with fresh produce, antibiotic-free meats, everything you need to cook a delicious dinner, delivered straight to your door, and it's all pre-measured so no food goes to waste. Just follow the step-by-step recipe cards, get ready to be impressed, and impress others. You don't need to be a pro to make amazing dinners. Not home for your delivery? That's most of us, right? Well, don't worry. Everything in your Plated box stays fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality dinners right at home in a few simple steps. Hurry to plated.com/Doug now and get a free dinner for two with your first delivery. Yep, a free dinner for two with your first Plated box. Go to plated.com/Doug for terms and details. That's plated.com/Doug. Back to the show.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back! And somebody just chucked some unchosen
and
donuts. At
my
Trey.
Man.
Like, here, have some goddamn donuts.
They know how much I love sweet cakey shit.
All right, let's start with Tom. Who are you playing for?
I am playing for it's the land before Tom, so I'm assuming Tom. He had a cool name. I don't know.
Yeah.
You ever just see a name, you're like, fuck, that's a cool name. Tom.
Yeah. Will you get to keep that poster?
Do
maybe?
Do I get to keep this? Is that what yeah. I would
That's
love
so
to.
Cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, this is dope.
But you overlooked a couple of Brady Bunch, the movie posters. But it's cool. That's a good one. Good luck. Good luck, Tom. I'm going to get a picture of all of you. So everybody hold up your thing. I'm going to get everybody in one if I can, if it's possible. Close enough. Boom. All right. Nikki, who are you playing for?
Lauren.
And well, she
did one for
I saw that one today on Twitter, I think, because she knows that you love Justin Timberlake.
Yes. And I really don't, but like she just knows that on Nikki and Sarah, my old show, like she's one of the only people that watched it. So that's why we loved Justin Timberlake on my old show, and she referenced that. And so I was like, I got to give a shout out to this bitch who watched my show. One of the only ones. Love you, girl. So there we go.
Yeah. So a whole bunch of stuff on there.
Yeah,
my stupid face is on there.
What'd you say? It's going to be me. It's going to be me. Yeah, she has that on there, too. So. That's a fun meme. We've all seen a bunch. So thank you for reminding
Trey?
Us of it.
Yeah, but check it out. Look what they wrote on the inside.
For eating only, do not throw.
Yeah.
Oh, get fucked.
My job depends on it.
One of the donuts the looks pissed. Like a baseball. How are you not supposed to throw that?
Exactly.
My job depends on it. What the fuck is their job? Donut defender? Yeah, hand me one. Can I chug it?
Yeah, please.
Oh.
Be careful. Oh, Jesus. Just fucking fired
Tom,
that
that's
off.
That's not a mic.
There's like a beam that comes down over here that's black, so it just looks like a ceiling, but I hit that and it went right down on people, so I apologize.
I'm so sorry for how
I'm
hard
glad we
I did.
Didn't
I
have
got
a,
too excited.
It's good we didn't have a lot of donuts. Oh, here's a whole bag of mini ones. Here we go.
But so is Anna and Sarah go to White Castle.
And which one is she?
Anna and Sarah.
Oh,
down
you're a
there.
Team? It's a team name tag? Oh, adorable. Good luck to both of you. Good
yeah.
luck. Oof. I hope you're always friends, because this prize bag's going to be hard to split up. Doogie, who are you playing for? This thing's amazing.
Yeah, this is a really nice poster, and I noticed
wow.
the paper it's printed on is very high quality. Epson Met. It says, No Country for Coleman. And I'm disappointed there's not a photo of Dabney Coleman on it. But it's like this guy, Coleman.
It's just Coleman.
It's Coleman.
What's your first name, Coleman?
It's Coleman.
No way.
It's
Coleman.
Cole.
Coleman?
His last name is Joe.
First
now, what's
name
your
Cole,
last name? Or
last
you don't have
man.
To say if you don't want to.
His name's Coleman.
Coleman, okay. He's sticking with Coleman.
All right. We'll get to the bottom of this.
I am a Coleman for the country. All right. We got a lot of singing on the show. A lot of great moods. Can I please have a new Tito's and soda?
Can I get one of those too?
Oh, can I also get one?
Can I get a club soda with lemon, please?
4 Tito's and sodas and a club soda with lemon.
Well, it's a virgin Tito's.
Snapchat.
Are you you're snapping
Snapchat.
Us?
Yeah, is that okay?
You're snapping without permission?
Is that okay?
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Coleman, you want a donut?
I'm live tweeting. Anybody mind?
You got to follow Nikki's Snapchat if you want to see everything she does all day long, every day.
Oh, my God. That's so embarrassing that you follow me. Ugh. Oh, God. I don't like to know who's watching. Please just don't tell me.
Like, last night was like, I'm late for the show.
But I, like, I
got to take a shower. Time to walk to the club.
Okay. I have to say that during it, I was like, I hate myself for doing this. And I was saying that I'm just doing this because I feel alone inside and I need to talk to someone.
I got
to
tell you, well, I think Periscope's better for that personally, but...
That's a good point.
I do got to say that, like, at least your snaps are you saying stuff about your life. It's not your face is a tiger or your face is a dog or, you know, those people that find those things and do every single one of them. I'm just like, why am I following you?
And they just go...
Yeah, it's just a tongue coming out or what? Yeah, it's just.
So you're saying you don't want a face swap later, dude?
It's just a boner killer.
Yes.
I'm not into animals.
But I like Snapchat because no one can like say anything back to you. No one can be like,
right.
This was dumb, except when you go on their podcast.
Yeah.
But like and most of the time, you don't get feedback.
And it disappears too in like a day.
Yes, yeah. Yes. That's the best part.
So I get that part of
yeah,
it. I'll start snapping more.
Yeah, it's awesome. But oh,
snapping,
man, that's
chatting.
Embarrassing.
I'll do some more.
But do follow me, Glazy Days. Glazey Days. Thanks. Bye.
No, I'm sorry. I was kind of complimenting you when I said
it's a real
inside glimpse into your life.
Yeah, it is. It gets real
shit.
Sad up in
it's
there.
A lot of makeup-free episodes.
Ooh.
A lot of 10 seconds.
Dig.
No, it's not a dig. It's a you don't give a shit, I just said
no,
before I said that.
You don't give a shit how you look. It's great.
Yeah.
So brave.
You wake up, you go, who gives a fuck, right? And then you walk out into the world.
Because, I mean, you really should, but you don't. It's so awesome.
So brave. It
must be so free
it's
for
so
you.
So brave of you to be so ugly.
And not care.
I could never do it.
You are a warrior for
you
the ugly.
You won't recognize me. You won't understand.
I couldn't even do it.
You will.
Nikki.
Totally, you will
Nikki,
delete.
Nikki. Nikki.
It's Maybelline.
Nikki Glazer, she's really, really brave, yeah. She doesn't care what she looks like. Walking around, getting to the show late. In a shower, eating hummus.
I'm erasing those snaps right now, okay? Because it hasn't been 24 hours, and I don't want any of you seeing them.
Nikki.
Oh, don't erase them. I have to now.
Aww.
You don't have to.
I'm
they're
so
fun.
Embraced.
No, she really is.
Fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah.
4,300 people have already seen him. I don't give a shit.
I wasn't trying to snap shame you.
Snap shame. That's
new
a new
word.
Thing. Love
snap
it.
Shame.
I was complimenting you and shaming all the people that just do those animated faces over their face, or they make their face really fat, or they make it really skinny, and it's just like I'd go with you to a fun house if I wanted to see that.
It's just for you. Don't share that with anyone. And they but they don't even say anything. They just go.
Yeah. Nah, look at my. Nah, oh, isn't this fun that
it's
I?
It's just it's them looking
face.
In a mirror and then sharing it with you, and it's bullshit. Yeah. Like, tell us about your shower.
Yeah. Or be a dog faced person with no pants on.
Yes, that's what we
make
want.
Make it sexy.
Yeah.
Holy thank you so
shit.
Much.
Doogie, that's mine? Thank you. Oh, it's all the same thing.
I dropped mine.
You
got to
give
mine.
Nikki a straight up.
Oh, that's just, bad.
Oh.
Can we get a towel too?
It's okay, it's just water.
No, this
can I get
yeah,
a towel
this.
Too?
I love the guy in the front row. It's
man.
Super absorbent.
Oh, hot damn.
Don't worry about it. I know carpeting and I know stages.
Sorry, ass.
And,
that was ass. What's up, ass?
It's sort of what we're all into in D.C. We all
right.
really know. We all know
am
our
I,
environment.
Am I falling off the wagon tonight
yeah,
because
club
you.
Club soda will get that up.
Yeah, yeah.
Put the werewolf in the front seat. What? Thanks, man.
Could I have a club soda and wine mixed together? Because I spill on myself.
Closer.
That's a good
it's my new closer.
Right.
Don't tell anybody. Don't complain to me after my show. Heard it on your podcast.
That's a funny joke.
I'll retweet the shit out of that, man.
God damn. Can I buy that off of you at
yeah,
a laundromat?
So that's how it works. That's how it works.
Look at that.
Price is too high for that one. so hard to come up with a new joke with all the shit people write all day long on Twitter. I just go, everybody's saying everything. It's all taken. Mm-hmm. So you got to just be in the basement on Connecticut Avenue on a Saturday afternoon. And there's a giant crane in front of my hotel. They've been working all day. I don't have any idea what they're trying to accomplish. No idea. Like, looking around, like, what is that? What are they making and what are they going to put it on? I don't know what's happening.
You're not even at the movie theater. You're still seeing Ratchet and Clank.
It's my destiny. I got to give that movie a shot.
Everywhere you go.
All right. Well, so I rarely say this, but we had too much fun today before the game part, and so now we're gonna go to one that's for all the marbles. Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
You guys are great, man. This really has that's gone quick as shit. This was a lot of fun.
Right. But apologies to lots of people wrote to me on Twitter saying they had a great name for Last Man Stanton, I was going to ask Adam Locks for his name, a guy on Twitter named Adam Locks. So I gave him a shout out anyway, but we're not going to do it, buddy.
That's pretty good, though.
Do you want to tell us what name you're going to say, or do you want to save it for another time?
I'll say it.
Okay. Stan Lee?
Oh.
I'm so glad we're not playing that game today.
Yeah, man. Who wants to punch that guy?
I mean, it just becomes a game of naming Marvel movies, because I think they're contractually obligated and congratulatory obligated to put him in every single one, right? I think he has to be in all of them. And the last few, I thought Ant-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy were his two best cameos yet, one of them, the Rocket Raccoon calls him a perv. And I forget, what happened in Ant-Man? He does something stupid. He's a bartender? Okay.
I love that.
Strip club. It's a strip club, though. Oh, Deadpool. That's a good one.
They have to put him in the movie.
I take back Ant-Man.
But they put him in, and a character just walks up to him and says, "You would be nothing without Jack Kirby." That's his every cameo. That's just them tearing down his legacy. Steve Ditko did all the real work.
Is that why you guys know Kirby?
You guys know.
No,
what?
It's not, but a lot of people ask that.
You know what would be my ace in the hole, right? Tom, do you know?
I don't.
Stan Lee.
For Stan Lee?
A non-Marvel movie?
That's what I would whip out on your asses.
Yeah. Mallrats?
That's right.
I heard somebody yelling. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Tom is a welcome addition, you guys.
Hell yeah.
We've had some misfires lately.
I like them all.
Yeah, he's never going to Jeff Tate is out
today.
This is called Doug and Jeff Love Movies.
No, Jeff will be back very soon and very much. But right now we're going to play Jason and Deb's IMDb game.
Hell yeah.
Oh, all right.
I'm so excited about this game. We got just about the right amount of time to play it. We're going to play to first person to get to 5 points. Negative point if you buzz in and get a movie wrong. Bonus points if you can name other films that are from their top four on IMDb. So just say your own name as a way to buzz in, and we'll start. And audience, you know what you're supposed to do. Enjoy it. Leaving Las Vegas.
Trey.
Really? It's a ballsy move. Let's hear it.
Nicolas Cage.
Correct.
Fuck.
Damn it.
Fuck. I thought for sure it was going to be Elizabeth Shue. God damn it.
But it could have been Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah.
You know what a Shue fan I am.
I'm kind of surprised that they didn't say Snake Eyes.
Well, now you probably shouldn't help out in naming other Nicolas Cage movies, because now Trey can get 3 more bonus points and then be 1 point away from the win.
Damn it.
If he can come up
with... I mean, that's not going to happen, you guys. It's all right.
It's fun to talk about what might happen, though. So what name 3 Nicolas Cage films...
That they would put on his IMDb thing is his
top... Is his top 4, yeah.
Ghost Rider, probably. Was that not the name of it?
I think the first one had more words in it, didn't it? There's two Ghost Riders, but anyway. That's incorrect.
How many guesses do I get at this?
Two more.
Oh, fucking Face Off. Surely they'd put
no.
that on. No?
I'm telling you, it's messed up. I don't know how IMDb does it.
Oh.
It's two good ones, though. Oh, I've said too much. One more.
What's the one where he steals the cars? Right, I'm trying to think IMDb wide. No,
no.
You guys, you don't have to laugh at me like that, you guys. What the shit, man?
Condescending
crowd.
I thought
crowd. This was a safe place.
Don't help him, you guys.
Oh, so one more.
Yeah. I can't accept the one where he steals the cars.
Raising Arizona.
That's a great one.
Shit.
But they went with, their three were National Treasure.
Ah, I told you.
Oh, yeah.
Moonstruck. And
yeah, I would not have guessed that.
My personal favorite Nicolas Cage performance, Kick-Ass.
Oh, shit. So good.
Wow, that's surprising.
That's the best one.
So yeah, Trey only took down one point for that one.
Hell yeah.
Man.
You really made a ballsy bit. You jumped in early.
Yeah.
And you got your one point. Here's the next round. They're discussing tipping over there.
Double the tax and add a couple bucks.
Oh.
Ah. Ooh.
Aren't you a former server?
No, just a good tipper.
No, you are. That's triple the tax we have over here.
That's right.
It is DC. You guys are playing with other people's money. So, yeah, man. Do whatever you guys do here.
These clowns in Washington.
Yeah.
Is that the guy with the Richie Rich name tag? All right, here we go. The first movie of four that this person is best known for, according to IMDb, and you know IMDb.
He is.
That always gets me.
Every time.
So good.
Top Gun.
Doogie.
Who do you think it is?
Tom Cruise.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. That's another one.
Could have been Val
like
Kilmer. Could have been that lady.
Five. Yeah. Meg Ryan.
Anthony Edwards. All right. So Doogie gets a point for that.
Kelly McGillis.
Yeah. Yeah, that's her name, McGillis. Okay, so Doogie's on the board for that, but he can get three more points if he can name three more Tom Cruise movies in the top
Noonan.
Four on IMDb. And you can't psych him out with
Noonan.
That from the Caddyshack.
Miss it.
Jerry Maguire.
That is correct.
What?
Noonan yourself. Mission Impossible.
That is also correct.
Trying to think of what
think of another one. Tom Cruise. You can do it.
This is going to be sort of crazy, but Risky Business.
That wouldn't be crazy. It was his breakout movie, really.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But incorrect. It's A Few Good Men. Yeah.
Never. I was
that's
say
a strange
cocktail.
One. That's strange.
Why I just did that.
Heaven forbid you should be happy for me.
Yeah. I've been happy for you in the past. Let me have this.
When?
the lady in the theater with us when we were arguing about whether or not they should show the trailers, when they said, well, we can't show the movie at all, she went, ha ha. Like, she was like, now she was so against me and everyone else in the theater that she thought it was funny that we all got fucked over. Like, she didn't get to see it either. And she's going, ha ha. It's like falling on your face and then laughing at the guy watching you do it.
Who also fell on his face.
Yeah. Good point,
everybody
Tom. Good
fell
point.
On their face.
Yeah.
Plane's going down in flames.
Good point.
Like, see, you can't smoke weed on this plane. Saw you sneaking into the bathroom. Now we're all dead.
Doogie has 3 points, and Trey has one. Nikki
Thank
and Tom
you.
Have opportunities to get on the board, starting with this next round. The first movie, South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Then the next movie is South Park, the TV show.
Trey.
Who is it?
Kenny?
What? Who is it? You have to name
Trey Parker.
That's correct.
God.
Name two more movies.
Cannibal the Musical.
Yeah. Nope.
You're making that up, right?
I know. I'm looking right at it.
Holy
I wrote it down.
Cow. Basketball.
Yeah. Nope.
What?
What? Wow.
I know. You guys are super shocked, but there was a little thing called Team America World Police.
Of course.
And, you know, sometimes they go back to the beginning. They went with Orgasmo.
Ah. Oh, man. Whatever. IMDb, though, throw Cannibal on there. What the shit, man?
You still got a point, man.
No basketball.
I know, but just one. I'm getting, all right.
Hey, I'm happy for you.
You got
Trey.
More than me over there, Trey. Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Tom.
One percenter.
Well, hey, man. Fucking hop in there every once in a while.
All right, here we go. Next round. The first movie is called Shaun of the Dead.
Fuck. Doogie.
Oh, shit.
Simon Pegg.
That's incorrect.
Yes. 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 Got cocky. Okay,
Doogie's knocked back to 2-point tie with Trey.
Neck and neck.
Welcome to my world, bitch. That made
Here's
no sense
the next...
right there, did it?
Yeah.
Your world is disgusting.
So it is. Good. It's gross.
Mm-hmm. Your second movie out of four is... And I, Doogie, you look poised to like jump in, but you're out for this round.
Simon Pegg.
The second movie is Paul. The third movie is The Adventures of Tintin. And the fourth film, for 1 point, if you can name him or her, is Hot Fuzz. Oh,
yeah. Fuck.
Trey.
Who is it, Trey?
Simon Pegg's fat buddy that's in all his movies with him.
The fat guy.
Damn it, what is his name? Damn it.
Full title, you son of a bitch.
Wait, fat guy who's Simon Pegg's friend isn't it?
So nobody else has a guess?
I thought... Mm.
Especially after that description?
No. Can't name him.
I feel so terrible. He's been a guest on the show. His name is Nick Frost.
Nick! Nick, I'm sorry, man. Shit.
You're an idiot.
His friends call him Nicky Frost. All right, here's the next...
We call
and
him.
I just called him the fat guy.
Simon Pegg's fat friend.
So far, the answers have been Nicholas, Tom, Trey, and Nicky.
Ah. I was trying to figure out the pattern.
Let's do the next round. The first title is from television, and it's How I Met Your Mother.
Neil Patrick
Harris. No. Tom!
Wait, your name's Neil Patrick Harris?
Dude, Neil Patrick Harris. Same thing.
Yes, that is correct.
Good save.
God damn it.
Home court advantage.
All right, Doogie. If you can name two more things that they list for Neil Patrick Harris, you're going to be our winner.
Doogie Howser.
Full title.
Doogie Howser, MD.
Uh-huh.
Fuck.
That's correct.
And I know I'm going to fuck this title up.
Oh, no. Don't fuck it up.
Harold and Kumar.
Incorrect.
Ah!
One more.
And the Raiders in the Tomb of the Crystal Skull.
One more. Neil Patrick Harris. And did you give up? I gotta call it.
I guess I give up.
He gives up. He was in Gone Girl and Starship Troopers.
Oh,
Starship Troopers.
Yeah, those are both
damn,
fairly popular. All right, so Doogie has four, Trey has two. Let's do another one. Here we go.
Wait, I mean, you guys got...
Hey, it's irrelevant. Time is meaningless, and so are numbers.
Whatever you got to tell yourself, Tommy. Whatever you got to tell yourself.
Actually, we're fighting the clock here, so this is going to be the last one. So whoever has the highest score after this one, anyone could still win at this point. This is going to be the last round. The first movie, No Country for Old Men. Mm. What a coinkydink that you picked that name tag. This is No Country. It's not No Coleman.
Dabney Coleman.
Anybody? You're good? Here's the second title. I got to see your faces because somebody's going to jump in fast. Men in Black.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Trey.
What did you
Trey.
Say?
Trey.
Doogie, Tommy Trey. Lee Jones.
Tom.
You always just blurt out the name. I don't know why you do it that way. I got to go with Trey because he's following the rules.
First time in his life.
Is it? I got nothing back. That's pretty true. Is it Tommy Lee Jones?
It's Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, it was.
But now this is exciting because
screaming up the Tommy Lee Jones always makes me not want to say my name. I will have to say.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah. Now that the game's over, quit doing that.
I promise.
The next time we play Monopoly,
you can't. Sorry, Tom.
Don't do that.
Don't play it. The next time we play, don't. Okay, so Trey gets to try to take the win from Doogie, who's still comfortably in the lead, because Trey needs to name at least two of the three remaining Tommy Lee Jones, or the two remaining. He's got to get them both.
The Fugitive.
Incorrect. Want to go for one more just to see if you can tie it up with Doogie?
The one with the cheerleaders where he's the house dad? Is that the one?
Man of the house?
Man of the house.
Do you want to go with Man of the House?
No, I do not want to go with Man of the House.
No, you...
MIB?
It's too late.
Two?
No, the answers are MIB2 and Captain America, the First Avenger. I'm calling it. Doogie's our winner.
Yeah. Great job, Doogie.
Doogie. Represent Philly, dog.
Thanks, bro. I never win.
No, that was great.
Yeah, me neither. That's awesome. Good job, dude.
Who's the prize bag? Where's Coleman at?
Oh, it's Coleman.
Congratulations, Coleman.
Sarah and Anna. What did I just say? Sarah and Anna.
I'm just gonna read one more.
Lauren, you didn't have a chance.
One more passage from the jokes all women should know. Marriage has no guarantees. If that's what you're looking for, go live with a car battery.
Ooh. Get fucked, marriage. I wish that I could be in the book to be the hype man.
Yeah. What?
He ain't lying.
Are you going to let him be your hype man tonight, Nikki?
Yeah, he always is.
Nice job, Coleman. Way to go. Way to sit there and do nothing.
Do you want your sign back?
Well, do
you get
all
that? You don't want it? To a woman.
Okay.
Oh, you want some more donuts, man?
I'm keeping this.
Do you want more donuts?
It's too late for that, Trey.
No, they're powdered. I was just going to throw the whole bag because they're powdered.
Yeah. All right.
No, don't hit anyone. Oh.
Oh.
That was so caring.
Like, what?
Oh, my God.
What a great receiver.
A bag of donuts.
Is that another Tom Brady?
I'm a woman.
Tom Brady, what are your plugs, man?
Oh, I'll be at the Crom Comedy Festival in Omaha at the end of next month.
There's no reason to make up things.
Hey, Crom! It's a word, apparently. And I'll be at
Omaha.
I'll be at Limestone Comedy Festival, where I think you'll also be at this year.
Oh yeah, that's
June.
Cool.
And then we're gonna be at Caroline's. All my dates are the same as Nikki's, I think so.
Yes.
Oh, also I have a show in Brooklyn called Lilith Fair at the Looking Glass in Brooklyn. So check it out if you're in New York ever.
And your podcast.
And my podcast, Girls Night with Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Nice. Where's your name tag, Nikki? Where'd it go?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. Give it to
there
me and tell me your plugs.
My plugs are Not Safe with Nikki Glaser returns on June 7th with 10 new episodes. Thank you very much. Yay, thanks. So DVR that shit because I know you won't watch it live. And then... And it matters. It helps ratings. So thank you. And then I have a podcast called The Not Safe Podcast that's out every Wednesday with Dan St. Germain as my co-host. So check that out. People seem to like it. So thank you. And I have live dates at NikkiLaser.com. Yay. And Glazy Days on Snapchat for some no makeup. Just the truth, you know?
Don't give a shit at all.
Shots.
Yeah, it's honest and it's in 10-second bursts. Trey?
CD?
Galleon!
The moronic, type in Galleon and it'll pop up on iTunes and shit. And then I'm going to be in Austin May 13th, 14th at the Velveeta Room. Cap City, the 18th through the 22nd. No, 21st, and then Colorado, Colorado Springs, June 2nd through 4th.
Right on. And yeah. Doogie Horner?
You can check out my new album, A Delicate Man, on iTunes or Spotify.
It's very funny. I listen to it.
Thank you, Trey.
You're welcome.
You can check out my most recent book, Some Very Interesting Cats Perhaps You Weren't Aware Of. I got funny titles.
And both of Nikki's shows are sold out tonight, but they have like some sort of little side room here. And Trey and Doogie are both doing sets. At what time's that show?
Oh yeah, they said it starts at like 7:30.
7:30. So if you're still around and you want to see these guys do stand up, come to that.
It's next to the dumpster.
We'll be like doing abortions and smoking weed. It'll be awesome.
It's like a 50-60 seat room. I heard it's going to be the correspondence dinner after party, even though that doesn't start till 9. But my point is, thank you to all of my guests: Tom Brady, Nikki Glaser, Trey Galleon,
thanks Doug,
and Doogie Horner.
Thank you guys, man.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Thank you DC Improv and all who come to it. I will definitely try to do this sooner. Like the last time was last June, and if I did it like every 3 or 4 months, you guys would come, right? Yeah! I mean, let's not get crazy. I'm not coming here in the fucking winter. I do go. You're right. I do go to New York in the winter, but just once, just for a couple of days. But that's a good point. What's that? I can smoke legally here?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the update. Thank you, everybody. As always, the 48-hour film festival being the same weekend as Doug Loves Movies is a shithead. I didn't know about the conflict, and I'll never do it again. Or they can move their shit. Yeah. These get more political as we go along. Bernie bros that say they'll never vote for Hillary are shitheads. Yeah. And broccoli is a shithead. Yeah. Play that song.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for